Leamington is continuing to upgrade their promenade, their space along the waterfront, to accommodate more people out there. And people seem to be flocking to it well. County Warden Hilda McDonald, who is mayor of Leamington, joins me now to talk about the promenade and all things Leamington. Hello, Hilda.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Good. I hear you had a lovely warden's lunch today.
We did. It was all very well attended and certainly had great response. So, yeah, it was good. Great event, actually.
Let's talk about your waterfront. You know, there's places like LaSalle that are, you know, right now trying to get in on starting to use their waterfront and bring more attention to it and things like that. Leamington's been doing this for quite some time. You have a spectacular marina there. And you've always had, you know, around the dock area, and Seacliff Beach has always been fantastic. But you're finally connecting it all, right?
Yeah, we're connecting it. After we put in the amphitheater back in, I think it was 2017, 2018, we really wanted to connect the two pieces, the marina park and Seacliff Park. And so we started with, well, we had the promenade already built along, you know, facing the marina park. And then last fall, we put in like a boardwalk that's accessible to the beach. There's like a Moby mat, so wheelchairs and walkers and strollers can access closer to the water. And it's a wonderful walk. It kind of, it winds. It's not like straight. It's just a lovely, lovely spot. And now we're in the process of putting in a designated bike lane along the promenade so that pedestrians and people using bikes can be separated, so it's safer for both. And it's just, we're just trying to invite more people to our waterfront.
So, you know, at one point you had to go through, and there were some old cottages there, right, that you were bringing this pathway through?
Yes, we bought some of them. We bought some of the cottages and made some, just made access to the dock and then the promenade bigger. And we're hoping to, we haven't done any serious planning yet with what we're exactly hoping to do, but we're hoping to get some restaurants and some other facilities in there that will enhance further the experience on the waterfront. If we could get a nice restaurant, you know, with a bar that has a view of the lake, won't that be great? Pretty much year round, so that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, I mean, I always remember the old one out at the end of the dock that mm-hmm. was so popular for so many years, but it was a you needed the dock, I guess.
Yeah, we did, and you know, that was the warehouse. That was at the end of the warehouse, so that was torn down, and then of course the bigger ferry came in, so you needed bigger accommodations for that. Now we've got like a nice viewing area there with seating so people can sit and watch the sunset. So I think we've done a really good job. Our administrative team has come with some really good ideas, and our council's been willing to invest, because again, it's always quality of life, right? That's what we're trying to do for our residents as well as for visitors.
Yeah, I've been going to Burgess's since I was a little girl. You know, this was my mom grew up in Leamington, was born there. And so, you know, we always went to Burgess's for a hot dog and ice cream, things like that. It's still there, which is amazing, right there by the dock. But it would be nice to have a little bit fancier with a lovely patio. It would be great there.
Yeah, and not even in conflict with Burgess's, you know, just something different. Because, oh yeah, there's people that definitely just want to have a foot-long hot dog or, you know, fries or an ice cream cone, that still needs to be there. Mm-hmm. Some form of that still needs to be there. We're looking to, in the next couple of years, bringing in some, you know, food trucks and things like that, and maybe some permanent, shipping containers. So we've got some plans. We've done a waterfront master plan, and we're implementing it over the next number of years. So, yeah, we expect to have more amenities down there for the people that want to come and enjoy. And because, like, the fact that we're surrounded by water in this county for the most part, like, how great is that? That not everyone gets to have that. kind of a view every day.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, kind of unfortunate that for a lot of our municipalities really haven't utilized that waterfront for tourism. You know, it's been commercial or industrial or just kind of left for private cottages. And to open it up to the public, I mean, that really helps bring more people to your community.
It does, but it takes investment, right?
Yeah.
So that's always the crux of the matter. And when you're spending taxpayers' money, you have to find a way to get some return on investment. So, you know, again, I go back to having the courage. This council and the previous have had, well, and the one before that too, had the courage to put up the amphitheater as well to do things like that. It just makes your community a great place to live.
Absolutely. It attracts people not only to visit, but to move there, too. And that's a tough sell when you're trying to compete with other municipalities for that.
Yep, sure is. So we're working on it.
How is Leamington shaping up for the eclipse day? I mean, we do know that people are going to be, racing to get out to areas that are in totality, which includes all of Leamington and certainly along the shoreline of the lake there. Are you expecting big crowds? Do you know yet what's going to happen?
We have no idea what to expect, right? Like, this is just roll of the dice. But we've opened up our washrooms expecting people to come and sit, again, sitting on the waterfront to watch. I know Point Pelee's expecting a lot of people. So we've tried to put things in place for crowds. But again, how do you know? We had a police services board meeting this morning, and we were talking about that, and the police said, too, we have no idea what to expect. You know, a lot of people are still working. Will they take the day off? Who knows? Again, schools are out. Yes, there'll be kids with parents and grandparents and so on. But to guess the numbers, now I personally am going to be on the GMON going over to Pelee Island that day. That was my little thing to do. My husband will be on the front lawn with the grandkids, but I'm going to be in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, that's. I was so happy to see that, you know, people, you know, some places were putting things like that together and to have the ferry service to go over for the afternoon, you know, to be in the middle of the lake, which is the middle of the totality band, which is fantastic. You know, it's one of those great things to once, you know, even if people don't do what they hear about it and they go, well, that was a really neat idea, you know, mm-hmm. and it sticks with you for tourism too, that, you know, these are fun things that are happening. And it's not just like, oh, well, the ferry service hasn't started yet. We're not doing that. You know, it's great to kind of think outside the box.
Well, I'm going to give some credit there, I believe, to Mayor Miller of Pelee Island pushing for it, because it was the Ministry of Transportation that actually ended up pushing it through, but I believe the idea was spawned by Mayor Miller. So again, you've got some outside the box thinkers pushing, and they need to know to push the right people. So yeah, I think that was a great idea. We really worked at what can we do, but again, when you don't know what to expect, right? So then we said, well, let's just create the place. Let's open the washrooms and say to people, you can come to the Seacliff Park, to the hill, you can come to Rick Akin Park, you can be along the promenade, and let that unfold as it may. That's really the best we can do, and hopefully people will buy into it. Our house is right, like, Pelee Island, straight across from our house. We're going to have a great point of view for the grands and my husband, so again, even in your own backyard will be a great thing to utilize when you're living on the south shore of Essex County.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, you know, hopefully, you know, it's not crazy traffic busy, but, you know, I assume there'll be lots of people heading out. I will. My mom's in Leamington, so I'll be heading out there. I'm bringing a five-year-old with me. So, and we've got our glasses, and we haven't decided where, but somewhere along there, because we used to live in Kingsville on the lake. So we do enjoy the lakeshore along there. And I'm so glad to see that Leamington's doing so much more. My mom and I have, for years now, have regularly gone to Burgess's, get a foot long, and gone to the marina to sit there and enjoy it. And you really are doing a great thing.
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We're quite proud of it. And if people have opportunity to come to Leamington on a weekend, we welcome anybody and everybody.
All right, Hilda, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Enjoy your ferry trip next week.
Will do. Take care.
Okay, that is Hilda McDonald, Mayor of Leamington, also Warden of the County of Essex. But the wonderful job they are doing along the waterfront. And it's, you know, I know that we, you know, Amherstburg has a beautiful waterfront. Kingsville has their park and Bell River. Places have that. But Leamington's really expanding it, going from their marina over to Seacliff and really pushing through. But it is tough in times of financial and economic problems to be able to justify when you have to buy up that land. That's pretty prime land along waterfront. But good for them. It really shows, and as you hear from other politicians, you got to do things to try to attract people to move to your community. When you give them those kind of amenities, well, it often works.